219. O ye sons and daughters of the kingdom, your letter, which was surely inspired of heaven, hath been received. Its contents were most pleasing, its sentiments arising out of luminous hearts. The believers in London are indeed steadfast and true. They are resolute, they are constant in service. When put to the test, they do not falter, nor doth their fire abate with the passage of time. Rather, they are Baha'is. They are of heaven. They are filled with light. They are of God. Without any doubt, they will become the cause of raising high the word of God and advancing the oneness of the world of man, of promoting teachings of God and spreading far and near the equality of every member of the human race. It is easy to approach the kingdom of heaven, but hard to stand firm and staunch within it, for the tests are rigorous and heavy to bear. But the English remain steadfast under all conditions. Neither at the first sign of trouble do their footsteps slip. They are not changeable, playing fast and loose with some project and soon giving it up. They do not, for some trivial reason, fail in enthusiasm and zeal, their interest gone. No, in all they do, they are stable, rock solid, and staunch. Although ye dwell in western lands, still, praise be to God, ye did hear his call from out the east, and even as Moses did warm your hands at the fire kindled in the Asian tree. Ye did find the true path, were lit like unto lamps, and have come into the kingdom of God. And now have ye arisen out of gratitude for these blessings, and ye are asking God's help for all the peoples of the earth, that their eyes as well may behold the splendours of the Abha realm, and their hearts, even as mirrors, reflect the bright rays of the Sun of Truth. It is my hope that the breaths of the Holy Spirit will so be breathed into your hearts that your tongues will disclose the mysteries and set forth and expound the inner meanings of the holy books, that the friends will become physicians and will, through the potent medicine of the heavenly teachings, heal the long-standing diseases that afflict the body of this world, that they will make the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the dead to come alive, that they will awaken those who are sound asleep. Rest ye assured that the confirmations of the Holy Spirit will descend upon you, and that the armies of the Abha kingdom will grant you the victory.